Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge your presence in this place. We acknowledge your wisdom is superior to ours. Lord, we want to confess from the very beginning, there's so much here that is actually mysterious, that is as mysterious as your character and your power and your wisdom. And so help us to grasp what we need to grasp. Help us so that we can take whatever next step that you have for us to live the blessed life that you have made us for. Through Christ we pray. Amen. People change when they depend on God's wisdom, not their own. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him. One of the most important questions you can ask in life is, how do you know what you know? How do you know what's right and what's wrong? In all your ways, know him, and he will make your path straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body, strengthening for your bones. The Bible's not health and wealth, but if you do what the Bible says, it's going to be healing. You want healing? You want the better life? That's what God calls you. The smartest people in the world trust in God's wisdom, not their own. But how do we get in trouble? We think we're smarter than God. Why do we get stuck? We don't trust God's wisdom. We think, you know, I know what the Bible says about putting God first with my finances, and there's an Old Testament, there's a standard of 10%, but I think I'm smarter than God with my finances. I know Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and that ought to reflect in my time and my talents and everything in my life, but I don't want to be a radical, you know? I know what the Bible says about this being sin, but if I think that's a sin, if I call that sin, people are going to think I'm strange, you know? The first step to getting unstuck is to start to say, I depend on God's wisdom, absolutely, not my own. Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to a person, but in the end it leads to death. Is it not self-evident that this is true? History is just filled with decisions that somebody thought was right, somebody felt was really right. Remember that old thing, how can it be so wrong if it feels so right? That is one of the dumbest lines ever written, I think. You know, how does it feel so wrong? How can it be so wrong? Well, if I follow my feelings, I'm going to eat like chocolate cake and wings every day. That feels right. I don't know. It's not right. Just think about all the things people were convinced of. They were making right decisions. Do you remember New Coke? Titanic made a couple of bad decisions there. The Red Sox selling Babe Ruth, somebody felt like that was right. The Redskins releasing Kirk Cousins, somebody actually thought, oh, this is the right decision to make. Michael Jordan playing baseball, it seems right to somebody, but in the end, it led to trouble. And the thing is, we've all done it. The first issue you have to settle if you really want to get unstuck is the wisdom issue. I am poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because the poor in spirit realize my wisdom is inadequate. I must trust in God's wisdom alone, not my feelings, not my culture. You know, this cultural wisdom that's popular today is going to be old-fashioned in about 3 seconds. But I depend on God's wisdom alone. Feelings lie. God's wisdom endures. How do you get God's wisdom? Here's the good news. It's not hard, in a sense. It's not like rocket science. First thing you have to do is pray. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, He should ask God who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. Here's the good news. God wants you to be wise, and the limitation on your wisdom is not God's desire, but yours. God says, ask me for wisdom, and I'll give it to you. You just have to want it. Jeremiah 29, verse 13, God says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And we search for God's wisdom with all of our heart when we realize I can't depend on my own wisdom. I must trust God's wisdom completely. I can't tell you the number of times in the history of New Life where we've had to make decisions. And at the time, it's like, I don't know, we don't know if this is the right decision or not. Only later on we look back and say, that was a wiser decision than we realized. You're sitting in a room that's evidence of that. We were pushing for a different place. We were pushing for a different kind of building, really what we could do. And God said, and God, just make us wise. And that's what we all want for our lives. God, I'm not wise. I need your, help me to make a wise decision today. And he'll give you wisdom. Second, God's word. Study his word. Psalm 1:1, how happy is the one, you want to be happy, who does not walk in the advice of the wicked. Doesn't walk in the advice of the media or Hollywood or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the company of mockers. Get this. But his delight is in the Lord's instruction. Not his begrudging interest. His delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. Again, you know why we get in trouble. We get in trouble because it's kind of like, okay, I know what God's word says, but I don't like that. I'm going to do my own thing. His delight is, he's constantly, you know how you know you're trusting God's wisdom and not your own? Because you find yourself in situations and you're saying, what's the Bible say? I've read the Bible. This is the biblical principle. I'm going to do what the Bible says. I'm going to believe what the Bible says, even though it may get me in trouble with these people here today. And you say, what if I pray and I study the Bible and I'm still not quite sure what's right? This is where you need godly Christian friends. Third thing is God's people. As iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27, so one person sharpens another. If you were to look back on your life, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you made wise decisions, what can you track those wise decisions to? I can tell you that for me, nothing has been more influential than wise, godly people. I can look back on the people that I've gone to for godly wisdom at significant points in life. It's just like, and I could name them for you right now, half dozen, just like that. God's wisdom through prayer, through his word, and through people. And you know you're depending on his wisdom when you're praying every day, when you're listening to his Bible every day, when you're getting wisdom from other Christian people every day for what you're doing. Lord, I'm going to this meeting. Lord, I'm having this conversation with a friend. Lord, I don't know how to share you with this person that I'm talking to. I don't know the right thing to do with my child. I don't have the wisdom to be a good husband, to be a good wife. Lord, I need your wisdom.